Hello and welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we begin or continue our talk on essential oils. Yesterday we started on page 22. We'll be on page 23 today. So if you have your magazines, you can go ahead and open those up. And in the studio with me, I have three panelists back today. First is Carolyn. Welcome back.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're in a good mood today, that perhaps you've used some essential oils and have calmed yourself or have woken up.
Yes, that's good. Yes. Carolyn, you use essential oils, right?
Yes, occasionally.
Okay, which one have you maybe used the most?
Probably the one I've used the most would be lavender.
Okay.
Because I like to use it to relax at the end of a busy day and just kind of calm down and get ready for a good night's sleep.
So how does that really help you relax? Because I think in a busy city, we often have trouble relaxing, or maybe falling asleep at night. So walk us through that a little bit. You get home, you've had a long day, and do you go straight for the essential oil?
No. I wait until it's about time that I want to go to sleep.
Okay.
And rather than using the essential oil itself, which I do have, I use an essential oil-infused lotion.
Okay.
So then I put that lotion on my hands. I might put it on my feet. I like to put it on my hands because then I can put my hands near my face and smell it and just breathe in that wonderful, calming lavender scent.
And you can actually feel the difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it just makes you feel more relaxed
mm-hmm.
and helps you to fall asleep more easily.
Yes.
Great. Wonderful. Okay, that's makes me want to go out and get some lavender oil. We also have Zach in the studio. Welcome back, Zach.
Thank you. Good to be back.
I like saying welcome back, Zach. It rhymes.
It's a good snappy.
And you use essential oils sometimes, is that right?
Well, my wife would be disappointed if I didn't give her a shout-out.
Okay.
She uses it. I don't. But sometimes she'll, I've been able to try it out and experience it a little bit. And, it's only good things.
Okay, great. And then we also have Katie back with us today. Welcome, Katie.
Hello.
And you've used essential oils often, right?
Yes, I've probably been using them about 5 years or more.
Okay, all right. So you're probably in that enthusiast group that we talked about yesterday. Which oil do you like to use the most?
I would say peppermint oil is the one that I use the most.
Okay, and why?
The peppermint oil can really help with headaches, and I have frequent headaches, and so I found much relief from that, as well as just any upset stomach issues.
Okay, so we've heard from Carolyn. She uses the lavender oil at night so she can relax. And now we have peppermint oil can use if we have a headache and so forth. And so I'm really wanting to go out and buy some essential oils now after hearing all of this.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I want to jump on the bandwagon. That's a phrase that we used yesterday, of course, meaning that when something's popular, you want to be part of it. And so maybe I'm going to jump on the essential oils bandwagon. What else did we learn yesterday, Carolyn? Something that kind of just stuck out to you.
Well, I found it really interesting that hospitals and healthcare providers are actually starting to use essential oils because essential oils and aromatherapy have, for a while, at least in the United States, kind of been not accepted by the medical community.
Right.
There's something that strange people who don't go to the doctor use instead of real medicine.
Right.
But now it's had more research and more studies, and hospitals and medical providers are using it, and it's not actually weird. They do work.
And maybe there's more demand, too. You know, the market changes. People want to supply something as long as they're, you know, it's not hurting anyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, Zach, something else from yesterday that you can would like to remind the listeners of.
Yeah. You know, I think it's just so interesting to watch a new trend get going. And it's that some of these enthusiasts have been pushing for and seeing now it becoming big business, you know, that even the medical, like Carolyn was saying, that the medical communities are accepting it, mm-hmm. and that it's just becoming a more well-recepted
yeah.
thing.
Right, and the business side of it is quite interesting, and the marketing side, and you know, the more people involved, the more popular it will probably become, because if you market something well, I think it's going to help it to sell a lot better. So today we are on page 23, and we hope that you have your magazine in front of you or your digital device. You can follow along there as well. Right now we will have our first reading for today.
Putting essential oils to use. Essential oils can have a major impact on your mood and health. When you apply an oil to your skin, it affects your physical state. When you inhale them, it affects your mental state, says the Grand Dame of Aromatherapy, Jean Rose, author of the Aromatherapy book, Applications and Inhalations. A few drops of eucalyptus on your skin will help heal a burn, and smelling a pine tree might make you think of childhood Christmases. There are no rules for how to inhale oils. You can put a few drops on a tissue, or add some water to spritz around the room, or use in a diffuser or vaporizer. Be very careful, however, when applying oils to the skin. Always dilute them in another oil, like palm, coconut, or olive, to prevent burns or allergic reactions. A rule of thumb is 15 drops per 1 ounce of cream, oil, or lotion, says Scylla Shepherd Hanger, the founder and director of Atlantic Institute of Aromatherapy in Tampa, Florida.
Okay, we've already talked about yesterday that when you use some essential oils, it can brighten your mood. We see that in our title. And here again, on day two, we talk about how it can impact your mood and also impact your health. These are two things that we are concerned about. If we're in a bad mood, well, if we can have an essential oil there that can help us kind of change our mood or the atmosphere, that's very helpful. And we also, we meet someone here. Who is that?
Well, we meet someone named Jean Rose, and she is described as the Grand Dame of aromatherapy. Mm. So she's kind of the authority on aromatherapy and everything you need to know.
That's right, and Grand Dame is referring to a woman who is respected because of her experience and knowledge of a particular subject. So she must know a lot about aromatherapy, and so maybe we should listen to her. All right, what does she say, actually?
Yeah, she tells us that when you apply an oil to your skin, it affects your physical state, and when you inhale it, it affects your mental state. So, right, both your mood and your health.
Okay, all right, and that's something kind of we've already discussed. So she's reinforcing what we are saying. I think actually probably are reinforcing what she already knows and has just said. She wrote this book called The Aromatherapy Book, Applications and Inhalations. And that word, inhalation, Caroline.
Well, so that's just the noun form of inhale, oh. right? If you inhale something, then you breathe it in, usually through your nose, possibly also through your mouth. You can inhale mm-hmm. through your mouth. But an inhalation is just the noun form of that word.
Okay, yeah, we don't normally see that form. We talk about inhaling something, right?
Right.
And then we get an example here. A few drops of eucalyptus on your skin will help heal a burn. And eucalyptus is an evergreen tree, and so they're using this oil from the tree to help heal a burn. Have any of you used that? Katie, used that?
I have not used eucalyptus for burns.
Okay, so we don't know about that. We'll just have to take this.
Yeah, I find that really interesting because it also says a little bit later here that you have to be careful not to let the essential oil burn you. You need to dilute it in another oil. So I'm not sure if pure eucalyptus oil should be applied to the burn or if it needs to be diluted in another oil
right.
and then applied to the burn.
Well, of course, you have to do your research and also
yes.
look on the bottle that you're using and see if there's any direction there.
And I would say that some oils are stronger than other oils, so you would need to use a lotion or some coconut oil to help make it not as strong when it's on your skin.
Great. Okay, so you can use eucalyptus if you have a burn, or, you know, you can smell, the smell of the pine tree might make you think of childhood Christmases. Now, this is so true. There are certain smells that remind you maybe of a holiday. You know, maybe it's a different holiday for you listeners. Maybe it's some smell that reminds you of Chinese New Year or Dragon Boat Festival. But for many, when it comes to Christmas, you know, the smell of a pine tree, you know, fits, doesn't it?
It does. And this goes to that mental state, right?
Mm.
Where if you smell something that reminds you of a good memory, then it's going to improve your mood.
That's right. It's the same with music. Sometimes you hear a song that triggers your memory in a good way and reminds you of something good in your past, but a smell can do that as well. That happened to me the other day. I was at a restaurant and I went to the bathroom and the soap had a certain smell and it just made me feel really happy, right? And so that's amazing how our bodies work that way. Well, there are no rules for how to inhale oils. So I guess you just do whatever how you want, right?
So it lists several different methods, and I just wonder, Katie, since you use oils more often than the rest of us, what is your preferred method for inhaling oil?
Well, typically I would just take the bottle of the oil and put it up underneath my nose and then take maybe 3 or 4 deep breaths, inhaling in and out.
Okay, all right. And so that's the way Katie does it. Maybe some others do it a little bit differently, but you can also put a few drops onto a tissue or add some to water to spritz around the room, so or just to spray around the room. And so there's different ways to do this. You can also use a diffuser, and we see an essential oil diffuser there at the bottom of page 23. Carolyn, do you use one of these?
I do not have a diffuser, but I know one of our coworkers
yes.
does. And anytime you walk by her desk, it always smells very nice. She has some different oils that she puts in it. And yeah, they're very pleasant.
Is there an oil that you can use to kind of make you work harder or something like that? That would be good for the workplace. That would be good for marketing companies to try to come up with something like that, to market it in that way. Because I think if it's one that makes me really calm or, you know, too relaxed, I might fall asleep at my desk.
Well, there are some that energize,
yes.
right? I don't know about working harder, but maybe could give you a little boost.
What are some of the ones that energize you?
I would say lemon oil as well as grapefruit oil. I have experienced using those and feeling more energy.
Okay.
I need to use them probably more.
All right, yes. Maybe instead of drinking another cup of coffee, you could try that, right?
Mm.
Well, be very careful, however, when applying oils to the skin. And this is what Carolyn was referring to earlier, I believe. And so it tells you to dilute them in another oil. Dilute meaning to make it weaker by combining it with another liquid. Usually we think of water, but it doesn't have to be. It can be another oil. And we get a list of what kinds of oil to use.
Yeah, they mentioned palm, coconut or olive.
Okay, and this is to prevent burns or allergic reactions. So this part is very important. Again, with any of this, make sure you do your research and make sure you're doing things correctly, especially if you're just beginning with all of this. Any other tips in that area, Katie, that you would like to give us?
Yeah, I just think something that I've learned is a little goes a long way. So you don't need a whole lot, just a little.
That's good, because usually they come in pretty small bottles, right? So you have that small bottle. How long does it typically last?
Well, that would depend on how often you used it. But for me, it could last Anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Okay, all right. And so, again, of course, it will depend on, you know, how often you want to use that. And then it goes on and it talks about a rule of thumb, and that's a good phrase to know. What does it mean?
Well, a rule of thumb is just a standard.
Mm-hmm.
So a standard that you can follow.
That's right. And it's not really based on any kind of scientific evidence. It's kind of more based on an experience. And it says here a rule of thumb is 15 drops per 1 ounce of cream, oil, or lotion. And I like that they get really specific here because it gives us a better idea of how to use the essential oils.
And I think that if you put 15 drops into 1 ounce of cream, oil, or lotion, it's going to be very strong.
Mm. Like you,
that should probably be the max, because 1 ounce is not very much. And
okay,
if you're putting 15 drops of this essential oil, which is should be pretty concentrated, then you really shouldn't do 16 drops. 15
mm-hmm.
should probably be the cutoff.
Right, and maybe you could experiment with a little bit. Maybe don't put as much at
right.
first to see how that goes. Okay, so this is, of course, according to the founder and director of Atlantic Institute of Aromatherapy in Tampa, Florida. So that's where that information is coming from. And now we're getting to, I think, maybe my favorite part next. It's very practical. We're getting to some specifics. So stay tuned. Right now we'll have our next reading for today.
Here's the oil to reach for when you need to digest a big meal. A few drops of diluted peppermint. It calms down the digestive system, Rose says. Forget freezing outside. Conifer oils, like pine, black spruce, cedar, and Christmas fir, can help combat seasonal affective disorder when inhaled, Rose says. Citrus oils, like orange or tangerine, which are reminders of summertime, are also good. Settle down after a big party. Sweet marjoram and lavender are sedatives. They'll knock your kids right out, Shepherd Hanger says. Get out of bed on a dark, cold morning. Peppermint, or any mint really, can provide a morning jolt when inhaled. Kill germs. Spray citrus oils or tree oils like pine to help clean the air during sickness. Decongest a nose. Eucalyptus, spruce, or rosemary work for this. Try inhaling a few drops on a tissue to help with clogged nasal passages.
Okay, so which oil do you need? Well, it depends on your individual situation or what's going on in your life at that at the particular time. So if you're trying to digest a big meal, Zach, what should we do?
Well, it tells us to just use a few drops of diluted peppermint, and it says that it calms down the digestive system.
Okay, and Katie mentioned this earlier about using peppermint, and so if you're having problems digesting food, if an upset stomach maybe, try using the peppermint oil. What if it's really cold? So right now it's October. It's not really cold here right now. Thank God it's cooling off.
Mm-hmm.
It's fall, but winter is coming. What if you just want to forget about the cold weather, Carolyn? What should you do?
Well, then you can reach for a conifer oil, such as pine, black spruce, cedar, or Christmas fir. And a conifer is a type of tree,
mm-hmm.
one of the main groupings of trees, and it's usually it's evergreen trees.
And a like a pine tree.
Right. Yeah. So when you think of a Christmas tree, that's a conifer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so, you know, we talk next about the seasonal affective disorder. So we're talking about it being winter time, and sometimes it's cold outside and you're not seeing much sunshine, and so you can get depressed, and it's actually a disorder. It's a recurring depression during the same season every year. Usually it's going to be in the fall or winter, and it this can be a very discouraging thing. And so these essential oils can hopefully help with that. So that's something to think about if you suffer from seasonal affective disorder. And then we talk about citrus oils like orange or tangerine, which are reminders of summertime. Those are also good if you're, you know, it's wintertime, you want to smell something that reminds you of summer. Okay? Have you used any of those oils, Katie?
I haven't used tangerine, but I've smelt it, and I think it does make you feel, it makes me feel like I'm in summer.
Right. Yeah, I mean, something else you could use, if you smell sunblock or something like that, it reminds you of summer as well, but you probably don't want to sniff that. It's probably not recommended. But anyway, so next, we want to settle down after a big party. What should we do, Carolyn?
Well, there are a couple sedatives you could grab. You could go for sweet marjoram, which is a type of herb, or you could go for lavender.
Okay. And these, of course, are sedatives. A sedative is something that you take to calm you or to help you to sleep. And so that's something to think about if you've just gone to a big party. It says they'll knock your kids right out. That sounds terrible, Zach. You shouldn't be knocking your kids out, right?
Right. No, you certainly don't want to be knocking your kids out. No, here, to knock out is a figure of speech, and it just means to put them to sleep. They're going to be very, very powerful sedatives.
Okay. All right. And Katie, have you used this or known of other people who have used this?
Yeah, I have actually been babysitting for a friend of mine, and she had the lavender oil sitting next to the changing station for her son. So I applied the lavender oil with lotion to his feet, and I know that he went to sleep quickly after that.
All right. I'm going to go put that on my feet tonight. Sounds great. Well, what if you are trying to get out of bed on a dark, cold morning? What should we use, Carolyn?
Here we go. Energy time. Peppermint, or any mint, really, because mint is quite a stimulating scent. And so when you inhale that, you'll get that jolt of energy.
Oftentimes when I see that word jolt and we're talking about morning time, I think of coffee. That also gives you a jolt, but I think this might be, you know, healthier. I mean, some studies say it's okay to drink some coffee, but we tend to overdo it, I think, so this might be another option. What about killing germs? Well, they say spray citrus oils or tree oils like pine to help clean the air during sickness. And, you know, I was looking up a website. It's called draxe.com, and they have, I believe, 101 ways to use essential oils, and they talk about different cleaners. There's an all purpose cleaner. You can add 3 drops each of lemon oil and tea tree oil to a few ounces of warm water, and you spray your countertops with that. And there's so many other things on there. There's something to clean the air. And so I find that very interesting. You can try some of those things out. You have 101 different ones. If you're really bored, you can try them all. But killing germs is something that you can use essential oils for as well. But what if you're sick, Zach?
All right, parents, pay attention. The wintertime is coming, and when your kid has that cold, you can use eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
So, or spruce or rosemary. All of these will work, and it says that you want to inhale those, just a few drops.
Yeah.
And you could put it on like a tissue, right?
That's right. You can use it for your kids, for yourself, for anybody, to decongest a nose. You become very congested when you have a head cold, Carolyn.
Yeah, you have a stuffy nose. And actually, this is something that my husband kind of introduced to me. I hadn't really used essential oils before for stuffy noses, but the last time I had a cold, he recommended that I put some boiling water in a pot and put some eucalyptus oil drops into that water and breathe in the steam as it evaporated from this boiling water. And it really helped.
Yeah, so you're getting the essential oil in there, but also that steam, of course, is
very helpful. Yeah, the heat is very helpful.
Right. Okay, so again, they say use eucalyptus, spruce, or rosemary. Katie?
And a lot of the oils actually work well together, so you can combine them and it will make maybe an even more powerful result. But I would definitely do research on which oils go together.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, could be important. You don't want to mix the wrong things together, I guess. So make sure you do your research. And also we talk, of course, here about clogged nasal passages. Of course, if you're congested, you have your nasal passages are clogged, and nasal is just referring to your nose. And it's fall, so cold season is kind of here or coming soon, and that's not exciting. So maybe this, you know, is something you can think about in the coming days if you want to try this the next time you have a cold. Maybe go get some essential oils and check it out, see if it works, and let us know if it does, and let us know the exact one so we can go go buy that too if you tried something different than what you see here. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed our talk today, our lesson today. Just before we go, I just want to do a quick review of some of the vocabulary words. Just quickly, Carolyn, what is one word that you want to remind our listeners of?
Well, I think one that's really important to our lesson for the past 2 days is holistic.
Mm-hmm.
So holistic just means that it's dealing with treating the whole of something and not just a part. So for holistic medicine, you want to treat everything that is wrong and not just one part
right.
of it.
Very good. And Zach, another word?
Yeah, this word, or more of a phrase to latch on, or you're latching on. It's kind of, it goes along with jumping on the bandwagon, or if something is a hit, it just means that it's popular. And so some of these companies are latching on to the essential oil trend.
Okay, and I like that phrase. It's in our specialized terms and idiom. Upping the ante is just kind of a fun phrase to use. You're setting the goal higher than before. So if you want to up the ante, you want to set that bar higher, to set that goal higher. So that's some words to think about as we leave you today. And we thank you so much for joining us this month for our health article, and we hope you will join us again next time here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon.
And Carolyn.
Zach.
And Katie.
Saying goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.